Yes, enter. Shut the door and take a seat. Well, good afternoon, young man. It's been a while since the last time you were called to my office, hasn't it? Likewise, it is lovely to see you too. But I'm afraid to say, this occasion warrants a more serious tone. Why? Well, let's say there is an urgent and quite sensitive matter we must discuss. Yes, that's right. It involves you. In fact, this particular incident revolves entirely around you. So, it has come to my attention that an alarming amount of illicit activities have been occurring during our lectures. Know what I'm referring to? No? Okay. Well, maybe this will jog your memory. I had the liberty of getting IT to send me a list. A list of your web history, search results, bookmarks, every... Oh, so you do know what I'm talking about. Really? You thought you weren't on the school Wi-Fi? Oh, please. That's barely even... Quiet! Now, let me see here. Movies, comic books, music. Oh, cat memes. How cute. Oh, but what's this? Blowjob girls, cum sluts, good girl swallow, throat fucking, throat pies. My, what a naughty boy you are. I'd have never in my right mind ever have considered you of all people to behind this. And not just the once, mind you, but one, two, 10 times this past semester. Funny. It's always the shy ones. The cute, smart, nerdy ones that are always the most trouble. But I digress. Though you are an adult, and what you chose to do in your free time is entirely your business, and yours alone, but I will not tolerate this behavior happening in our college. No, sir. And most certainly not during any of our lectures. Of course you realize that if this behavior occurs again, you could face expulsion. Do you understand? Good. I suppose being here is punishment enough. I can only imagine the embarrassment you must be feeling. However, this being your first offense, I feel like I must dedicate an appropriate response to your heinous web activity. Now, pray to tell, what diabolical punishment could I dish out upon you, Lines? Work? God forbid I could assign to you another 5,000-word dissertation. Perhaps this one could be on the positive and negative effects of pornography in the modern world. Would you like that, No? Well, guess what, young man? You're not at liberty to make demands. You're lucky they made it illegal to use the cane. Back in my day, Our teacher would bend me over his knee and spank me raw for even the most menial of mistakes. Luckily, that bastard got what was coming to him. As will you. But don't you worry. I know exactly what a troublemaker like you deserves. I am the headmistress, and I call myself the headmistress for a reason. And I don't just mean the person in charge of this campus. No. I mean something much, much more intimate, dirty, and much more lascivious. Catching on? Good boy. Now, stand up. Up against the wall. Don't make me ask twice. Good. I call myself the headmistress for one reason. And one reason only. I am the queen of sucking cock. Yes, that's right. I mean it. I fucking love it. And I'm so fucking good at it. I can make a man come with my mouth in a matter of seconds if I wanted to. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of what I'm truly capable of. My lips, my tongue, my mouth, and my throat can milk you in ways you've only dreamed of. Make you come so fucking hard, you see stars. I can give a man the greatest oral experience of his fucking life. So then, do I have your consent? Can I take you for a spin? That's my good boy. Oh, baby. You're already rock hard. And to think, just the power of my words has already gotten you to this state. Just imagine what my mouth will do to you. So then, you lucky boy, because of your 10 cases of misconduct, tonight, I'm going to show you 10 reasons why they call me the headmistress. 10 reasons why I'm the best fucking cocksucker on this campus. Oh yeah, sounds good. Just you wait. Let's get these boxers off, shall we? My, what a delicious looking specimen. I just love the look of young cocks like yours. Already so hard, so eager. Though I may sound like one, I'm no harlot. Not every young man is lucky enough to experience my fellatio firsthand. I don't do this to all my students, you know. I have very particular standards, and I like to pick my prey with careful consideration. Like you, for instance. A perfect example of a smart but shy, introverted guy who goes about his day trying to keep himself to himself, yet still makes a silly little mistake that almost cost him his place at this college. Oh, such a silly, silly boy. You are the last of my students that I ever expected to have such a kinky side. Especially one who gets all gooey and goo-goo-eyed whenever any woman gives him the slightest bit of attention. You haven't had many sexual partners, have you? That's okay. I thought as much. But I'm here now. I'm here to show you what you've been missing out on. Oh, you're so innocent and pure. Fuck, you're so cute and sexy. I just want to ravage you. I just want to eat you up. Fuck, was that moan I heard? Oh, you're not helping your situation, young man. Those moans of yours will only make me all the more ravenous. But I'm sure you won't mind. Now, let me kiss you. Oh, like my lipstick. Makes my lips so plump and sensual, doesn't it? Perfect to mark my territory with. For it shows that you're mine. And I've had my eye on you for some time now, boy. First things first, every great blowjob must begin with a kiss. Softly up and down your shaft. All over your balls. This lovely cock, already coated with my lipstick. What a beautiful sight to behold. I like my kisses to consist of a lip slide and glide effect. For example, secondly, tongue. A woman must never underestimate the power of her tongue. Licking. Caressing. Coating you up and down with my saliva. I want your conch listening for me. Oh, what do we have here? Pre-cum already. Oh, what a promising start. The third part is where I bring those balls into play. and kiss and fondle them ever so gently. Sensitive, are we? Good. Now, I'm going to take them entirely into my mouth, one by one. And just suck them, gentle at first, but then... yummy. Like it when I suck them hard like that. Good. Just look at that cock flexing and jumping for attention, nice and ready for what's to come next. For now, we truly begin in earnest for this fourth part. I'm going to go slow and gentle. Take your head in my mouth, just your head, and suck like this. Like how my tongue just swirls around that hard, swelling cockhead of yours. I'm going to suckle you a little harder now. Can you take it? Good boy. Yes, nice and slow, but oh so firm, keeping that pressure consistent as I lay your head with my tongue like this. Yes, I love cock, but I love your cock. It's so pretty and slick, coated with all your delicious pre-cum. God, I just want to suck it. Suck and taste every part of this delicious cock in every way I know how. Which segues perfectly into the next part. Oh, 5th is Frenulumble. And I can see already how much you like it. Like it when I tickle that sweet spot like that? Fuck. I know it just drives you fucking crazy, doesn't it? Twitching for me. Flexing that beautiful cock after every lick and suck. I could continuously lick and suck nothing but this sweet spot of yours. And make you come so mindlessly, couldn't I? Fuck. That pre-cum is just oozing out of you now. Oh, it's so fucking delicious. You're making me salivate just looking at it. Now, I'm going to bring my hands into play for the 6th part. I'm going to press down on the base of your cock with both of my hands. Make it stand for attention for me. Oh, yes, that's it. Then, feel as I fondle your balls with one hand and squeeze the base of your cock with the other, making it swell for me. Yes, for I want you harder. I want you throbbing with sensation. For this next part is gonna be just as delicious for me as it is for you. Oh, yes. Cause now I'm just going to suck you. Yeah, just suck you so hard, but so agonizingly slow. Proper, good, old-fashioned cock sucking. Just how I think you like it. Deeper now. I feel my fingers tickle your balls as I do this. Oh, that's okay, sweetie. You can touch my hair. In fact, I encourage it. Yes, place your hands in my hair and guide me. Yeah, that's it. That's it, my good boy. Now, The seventh technique is rather intense. Get ready, baby. Get ready. For I'm going to rotate my head around your cock head. Like this. It's so good, isn't it? A different kind of sensation. You can feel my mouth really work you when I do this. From all sides now. Oh, you're twitching. Is it too much? No, not yet, not yet, not. Oh, damn it. What a mess. Oh, how disappointing. You are doing so well. No, no, it's okay. Don't get upset. These things happen. So don't you mind, my good boy. The fun is not over yet. Nowhere near. Oh, you poor thing. You're trembling. What am I doing? Why, I gotta use that cum for something, can't I? Think of it as a natural lube. Stop. You want me to stop? Oh no, I'm not stopping. Oh no, no, no. This is your punishment, you see. Oh, you thought I'd just suck you off with no consequence. Silly, silly boy. And besides, I haven't even finished my little fellatio demo. I can't let you leave until you have experienced what real cock-sucking is like. Besides, I don't think you're at your fullest potential either. Oh, what's that? It's a cock ring, silly. As I said, I want you even harder. And this ring will make you bigger than you've ever thought. Now, hold still while I... There. Oh, would you look at that? Oh, you're so big and so hard. Covered in that messy mix of cum, pre-cum in my saliva. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so mouth-wateringly delicious. I just want to dive back down and devour this cock. Oh, really? Too sensitive? You don't think you can handle it anymore? Oh, yes, you can. And if you thought the rotating move was intense, well, I have some news for you. Part 8 is deep throat. Oh, yes, one of your favorites, isn't it? You love watching a woman go down on a cock, don't you? But have you ever experienced the real thing? I doubt many girls of your age can make it past the head. Just you wait. And just watch how deep I can take you. Yes, that's a good boy. Moan for me. Moan as I take you all in. Right to the base. No, I'm not going to stop. You can wriggle and moan as much as you like, but I'm not going to stop sucking. For I've trained my throat so well, I don't even have a gag reflex anymore. I can hold you down far longer than the average slut of your age. Fuck. It's getting so sloppy, isn't it? I love the feeling of your cute, hard cock being jammed all the way down my throat. It makes your legs writhe, doesn't it? But above all, the reason I love deep-throating cute guys like you, it's feeling you twitch and squirm in my mouth, trapped, unable to escape my throat, unable to do anything but feel your cock throb and pulse in my throat as the pleasure courses through your body in waves. Yes, feel the pleasure crash over you, over and over, as I consume this delicious cock. Fuck, my pussy is dripping. Oh, look at what this does to me. But hold on tight, for my ninth move is the infamous vacuum suck. Oh, haven't heard of it. My. I think you need to brush up on your oral history, young man. So then, listen closely. The vacuum sock, or the vacuum seal, is a wonderful fellatio technique, and probably my favorite. Oh, lips. are too often overlooked when blowjobs are concerned. But if you train your lips like I do, they can give a Ziploc-like vacuum seal to turn cock-sucking from gray to... well, fucking extraordinary. Oh, yes. When my lips form an airtight seal around your cock, the pleasure will overwhelm you. Feeling your cock getting sucked into my mouth will feel like a white hot burning pleasure over every inch of your cute penis. And then I'm going to swallow down hard all around you, constricted with deep hard swallows, repeatedly, like this. It's like I'm pumping you up, isn't it? Making you swell. My contracting lips feel so luscious, don't they? Oh, fuck, I can feel your cock flex. I fucking can't get enough of it. I adore it when I contract my throat muscles, swallow around your cute cockhead and milk you so hard, pushing you to the brink of explosion. Well, nearly there, baby. Nearly there. I'm going to finish you now. But I warn you, the 10th final part is the most intense of all. The hammerhead, or the throat dive, is when I apply my vacuum suction seal to your swollen mushroom head, and using one delicious, forceful suck, plunge down on your shaft as far as I can go. All in one fast motion, deep throating to the bottom of your shaft, taking your entire cock into my throat. Then, for just a moment as it flexes and pulses, I'm going to hold you there, hold you deep inside my throat, as I then extend my tongue out to lick your trembling balls as I swallow around you. Fuck. It will feel like I'm eating you alive when I do this. Up against the wall. I need to hold you down for this. Just stand there. Stand there and get sucked. Stand there and get completely and utterly devoured. You're fucking mine, baby. I'm going to start slow at first, building up the speed until I think you're ready to shoot out all that cum into my warm, deep throat. That's my good boy. My throat massaging your head while my tongue licks your balls and my lips push into your crotch like I'm eating your cock hole. It's too much, isn't it? Fuck yes, it is. But try and hold out for me just a little while longer, okay? You can take it. I'm going to suck extra hard on your entire cock now, milking it with all the energy I have in me. Good boy. I know. It's getting nearly impossible to resist the urge to come, isn't it? But don't worry. This time, this orgasm is going to feel indescribable. Oh God, your hopelessly tight balls are starting to contract again. Oh, you're gonna come again, aren't you? Yeah? But don't worry. At that moment when I feel your cum fluting into my mouth, I won't stop sucking, for I want it to feel incredible as I suck you through your orgasm, drawing that cum out of you as you're coming. It will feel so intense. It will feel like I'm draining you dry. So I'm going to keep sucking. Keep sucking your hard, gorgeous cock as it throws and pulses and squirts your massive creamy load. Your balls tightening and flexing as every nerve in your crotch sings with overwhelming pleasure at the intense release. Your hips bucking involuntarily, but I will swallow every drop down my throat, each and every time. Yeah, so here we go, baby. Yes, come for me. Yes, come down my throat. Mm-hmm. I can feel the lust of your cum emptying out of your balls. Let me give your spent cock one last hard suck at the head. Oh, yes. I'm going to ease up on this sucking now. Yes. Oh, going much more gentle. Oh, lovingly clinging up your spent cock. Licking. Sucking and caressing you. Pampering you like the incredible treat you are. Oh, are you okay, baby? Here, sit down for a moment. I think you need to catch your breath for a bit. So, how was that, huh? Mind-blowing. Oh, you flatterer. But I did tell you, I'm called the headmistress for a reason. But I can say, the act is second nature when I had such a beautiful cock to contend with. Oh, yes, baby. Your tight balls, your tender shaft, your sensitive head, and of course, your delicious cum. I really hope you enjoyed every second as much as I did. So then, can I count on you not to misbehave during our lectures again? Good. I thought so. Because if there is, you might not like what I have for you in store next time. Oh, and that dissertation. I wasn't kidding, actually. I expect it on my desk first thing Friday morning. Do you understand? Good. Goodbye, sweetie.